Welcome to the Good Stuff Radio Hour. Woo! I'm with Sonoma County Wine Growers. We're already giggling. I'm Virginie Boone here with Carissa Cruz, President and CEO of the Sonoma County Wine Growers. And we're here for our weekly kind of update on all the great things that are happening in Sonoma County. And what is happening with Sonoma County? You've been like nonstop busy.
I know. We've been traveling a lot. Just got back yesterday, actually, from Houston, Texas, where we're continuing our awesome partnership with the Houston Rockets. So we did another activation, actually, at the Post Oak Hotel down there, which is this wonderful hotel owned by Landry's, who also owns the same CEO, owner owns the Houston Rockets as well. So kind of a great connected, interconnected partnership. And they host a VIP event for their partners and some of their season ticket holders. And we were their wine partner for that event. So pouring lots of Sonoma County wine for the Texans.
How many Sonoma County wines?
You know, we typically, when we do events like this, we pour about 8 to 12 different wineries and showcase as many different varietals as we can. So it's really fun. I mean, I think that's such a part of the Sonoma County story is that we have incredible Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnay and all sorts of interesting other whites and Cabernet and Pinot and Merlot and Sangiovese and Grenache and Syrah, and it goes on and on. I mean, one time we should just come in here for a full episode and just read every grape variety that we have planted. It'd be like, you know, the nerd hour on the good stuff.
I think it's going to take more than an hour is the thing. So maybe our extended, well, you know, we'll have
our bonus
material will be us reading every variety that grows in Sonoma County.
In alphabetical order. We could just kind of go back and forth.
Okay. And percentages. And acres planted.
Yes.
When they began to be planted.
Yeah. Well, after you get past the first, like, 7 grape varieties, like, the other 93 are only about 7% of our vineyard acres. So that's your trivia for the day.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe said another way, the top 7 grape varieties make up about 92-93% of the vineyard plantings around the county. And then the other almost 100 are, you know, less than 10%. So very small amount of grapes planted that are the variety, but really important.
Right. And in some regions, that would be one type of grape.
Yeah.
Would be the majority. So
completely.
You know, it's pretty significant.
It is. I know.
So that's significant. Going on. Today is TEDx Sonoma County, happening live and at Sonoma Country Day School, where it's usually held. And it's probably a good time to revisit our origin story. Why?
I know.
What is the good stuff? How did it start?
Well, I have to just say I am kind of relieved that I am not doing my TEDx talk because that was incredibly stressful and amazing at the same time. What an adrenaline rush. So a couple of years ago, I was invited to give a TEDx talk that I titled Drink the Good Stuff. And it was just around... really, this idea kind of dates back to the 2017 wildfires and losing my house and just how happy I was that literally a couple days before that happened, on a Tuesday night, we had ripped the cork on a very expensive bottle of sparkling wine. And I had argued with my now husband that, no, we shouldn't just drink this on a Tuesday night. We should save it for a special occasion. And he's like, no, we're making more. So drink the good stuff. And how happy I was that a couple days later, I would never have had that wine in that experience. And so my whole TEDx talk was just around that idea and that notion of, like, you shouldn't delay these things that bring you joy and delay wearing a new dress or a new, you know, I'm all talking all female here, using your new purse. But for the broader audience, driving a new tractor, I mean, or driving your new vehicle, like, just use it, drink it, enjoy. Don't wait for those moments to arrive and plan for them. Just enjoy them because, you know, life is short. So, and then that became the impetus for our whole show here, the good stuff. So talking about all the good stuff we're doing.
Yeah, and Tuesday Night Wines
and all of these things. And we celebrate Tuesday Night Wines.
So we have a really exciting show today.
We do.
A packed studio. We have 3 guests in-house with us. Do you want to tell us a little bit about them? Because you know them all very well.
I know them all well, yeah. So today we're focusing the show on some really good stuff, which is our foundation and the work of our foundation and how we honor and elevate our vineyard workforce in Sonoma County. And so we have Valerie Pierce is joining us. She works at the Sonoma County Wine Growers and is our director of programs and manages a lot of the work and great stuff we do on our foundation work. We have Tyler Click, who is a partner at Redwood Empire Vineyard Management and also on the Wine Grower Board and Executive Committee and in leadership. And then we're super excited. We have Yolanda Cruz in studio with us today, and she recently won our Employee of the Year. So this is going to be a little bit of a bilingual show as well. So we'll be doing some translation, having some conversation, but lots of good stuff today.
All right. Looking forward to it. Come back with us on the good stuff. Back on the good stuff. And as Carissa mentioned, we have a special show today focused very much on a few things, the foundation, Sonoma County Wine Growers Foundation, and the Employee of the Year program, the Leadership Academy. And so we welcome in Valerie Pierce, who is Director of Programs at Sonoma County Wine Growers, Tyler Click, who's viticulturalist and co-owner of Redwood Empire Vineyard Management, and very special guest, Yolanda Cruz, Vineyard Employee of the Year. So maybe we start with Valerie.
Yes,
like, tell us
Hello.
A little bit about your background and then about the Leadership Academy and all the different things that you do.
Yeah, so I am the Director of Programs for the Sonoma County Wine Growers, but also I spend a lot of time for working on our foundation. So I've been with the Wine Growers for about 6 years now, worn lots of different hats, and just incredibly proud to work for the organization. I grew up here in Sonoma County, planted our vineyard when I was about 10, so ag's always been in my heart, so it was just naturally to stay in the industry, and had a couple different jobs, but here I am, 6 years, and
yeah. We're not letting her go anywhere.
No.
I guess
I don't want to go anywhere.
I know. We ensure at the Wine Growers you're never bored.
Never
so,
bored.
Right.
And if you are, then it's probably not a good fit job-wise. But so Valerie is amazing. She's been on like our team for 6 years, as she said, and has done everything and done it all, but really has clicked in and really managed the foundation work, which is focused on supporting our vineyard employees and their families. And we have a couple great programs as part of that. And Tyler's had a lot of employees be a part of our program as well. So maybe we should get Tyler to introduce himself and then we can jump into the foundation.
Hello, yeah, I'm Tyler Click with Redwood Empire Vineyard Management. I started with Redwood Empire in 1997 and met a partner and viticulturist today. Redwood Empire, we farm throughout Sonoma County, a little over 2,000 acres, a little bit Mendocino County, a little bit Marin County.
And so I was just going to ask you, Tyler, because sometimes we typically ask, I think we asked Duff when he was on a while back, just explain Vineyard Management Company, because I think if you're listening, and woohoo, we have like listeners all over the world. Hello, everyone outside of California listening to us. Explain what a Vineyard Management Company does, because you have some vineyards you own and farm, but also you essentially custom farm for other properties.
Yeah, so Vineyard Management Company, basically we're a custom farming operation. We have clients that own wineries, and so we farm for wineries. We have clients that are absentee owners. They own vineyard property, need someone with the tractors, the labor, and the knowledge to be able to farm their vineyards. We also help our clients place their grapes, if they're selling their grapes, to wineries and manage those contracts for them.
Yeah, and vineyard management companies played a very important role in Sonoma County because it's, as you know, more and more expensive to farm, to have the expertise that's specially needed in wine grapes, which is a specialty crop, a high-value crop. And then also just to be able to navigate, like you said, having employees, knowledge, equipment. It's not an inexpensive endeavor and a lot of knowledge you need to do all of that. So having vineyard management companies really helps us keep our farms in farms here in Sonoma County.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'd love to know a little bit more about the foundation, and specifically there was a name change a couple years ago to sort of honor and reflect the people that the foundation serves. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we'd had a name change, almost 2 years ago, Fundación de la Voz de los Viñedos, which translates to Voice of the Vineyards. So we're formerly known as the Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation. But it's super cool. We'll get into it more about who chose the name. It actually wasn't me or Carissa or Tyler. It was actually members of the Leadership Academy who all came together, part of the inaugural class, came together and they chose the new name. So that was an incredible moment. They all had different inputs and they all came together and chose the name. So that was very fun.
Yeah, we were realizing the Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation didn't really reflect the work we were doing, our mission, and also, you know, the folks that we were working with and on behalf of, which is the vineyard employees. And so having them sit around a room and tell us that they felt they were the voice of the vineyards and that they wanted to be heard and seen and more engaged in the community, and that we were providing those opportunities through the foundation. So that was, it was awesome. And yeah, just sitting around a room and hearing them say, this is me, this represents me, very, very important.
Yeah, we shared some of the names that Carissa and I had come up with, and we got a lot of crickets. and they, it was fun because they chose the new name within 10 minutes, and it was a big celebration. So they were very proud to be included in that. So that was a very fun day.
Yeah, and I have to say, it was our board. We have a separate board. The Wine Growers has a separate board than the foundation, which is great. We're able to have more community leaders on the foundation board because it's not quite as, I want to say, regimented in terms of the Wine Grape Commission, the other work. And the board said, like, what are we doing trying to come up with a name? Like, what are we doing? Like, let's ask the employees and let's ask the folks that are a part of this foundation to do that. So very cool.
Well, and such a great example of what a Leadership Academy is all about, right? Like giving voice, giving skills, hearing from the community. How does that work and when did it start? You said a couple years ago was the inaugural class.
Yeah, so the Leadership Academy launched in 2022. And it's a program, an 8-month program focused on giving our vineyard employees the professional skills and resources to them to be promoted into leadership positions within their company, but also just be more informed about what Sonoma County has to offer them. So that was launched in 2022. We are currently going on our third Leadership Academy year.
And it's a small group. So the first year it was 15. We were kind of piloting it. And now we kind of see the sweet spot numbers between 15 and 25, but really around 20. And it's, you know, based on the model that some folks might be familiar with called Leadership Santa Rosa, which is a program through the local chamber, the Metro Chamber, Santa Rosa Metro Chamber. And it was around similar, like just giving community members a chance to network and meet each other, as well as gain skills outside of your typical, you know, wine growers would be vineyard and marketing. So how do we learn about the other infrastructure and resources in Sonoma County? So that model was like, well, what if we were to do that, like not teach farming skills?
Right.
We're not experts in the farming. The folks at Tyler and Yolanda are the experts in the farming. So instead, let's actually think about teaching leadership and communications and financial literacy and education and safety and preparedness and disaster preparedness, all of those different topics that really makes you well-rounded. And it's so great. I mean, I think, Valerie, what to date we did a little, we asked, so we've had 35 Leadership Academy members to date, and now we have 20 in our new class, our third class. Mm-hmm. 31 out of those 35 were the folks that went to Washington, D.C. Last summer, which was an incredible trip. And since then, out of those 35, we've had 10 folks actually promoted since they've done the Leadership Academy.
That's fast.
Yeah,
yes.
Amazing.
And 50% have taken on additional responsibilities and roles. So maybe they were already in a supervisory leadership role, but have, you know, increased, you know, either the number of people reporting into them or what they were doing or the oversight they have at the operation. And across the board, every organization reported back to us when we asked that just the value and how much they saw their employees kind of grow and learn through this experience. So maybe Tyler, we'll throw it over to you because you've had a number of employees part of our Leadership Academy. It's been a pretty good experience, I think.
Yeah, we had one employee in the first class, Dante Rano, and then in the second class, we had Guadalupe Cespedes and Pablo Rano. And Pablo is one of the ones who got a promotion after being part of the leadership class. He was offered it a few years back and he didn't take it, but the leadership class gave him the confidence in himself. And it really we saw a difference in Pablo, and he stepped forward and got a promotion. So it was great for him. And the trip that you guys did to Washington, D.C. was incredible. It was life-changing.
Which you were a part of, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite a special moment for all of them and very life-changing for them.
Yeah. It's a great program, and definitely in our third year of it, and I think more. I mean, I think we keep learning. Like, so this year, Valerie, we added another sort of special section to the Leadership Academy. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So each, we gather with the Leadership Academy every month. And this year we are inviting industry leaders to come and talk about their experience in leadership roles, their background, how they got to where they are, but just really talking about the importance in leadership and what it can bring to the workplace. So we had our second class just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and we had Anisha Fritz from Linmar, and she has a member in the class too, but she came and spoke to the class about her experience in coming to America and how she got to where she is at today. So that was really inspiring to hear from her.
Yeah, she was on our show. No, it was months ago, but it seems like just yesterday, but it was months ago. Yeah, and she has such an inspiring story. So we're seeing this idea of actually adding leadership conversations in addition to kind of the topic of the day, financial literacy, education, whatever it is, just so they the employees get to, one, meet more folks in our community, and two, just hear all the different paths, because there's no straight line to leadership when you're coming up through an organization or career. There's lots of zigzags, so to hear other people's zigzags, I think, can be inspiring.
Absolutely, yeah. So is that the best way for wineries and vineyard management companies to get involved, is through the Leadership Academy, or?
We have a whole other program. Valerie, do you want to talk about the employee recognition?
Yeah, so the employee recognition program, we started that in 2018, and it's actually a monthly recognition program that we honor four employees every month, and it can be in different themes such as collaboration, conservation, harvest, pruning, all these different themes, and the employers nominate their employee, and we select four to be awarded the Employee of the Month. And actually, backtrack a little, you have to be an Employee of the Month winner in order to be eligible for the Leadership Academy. So we've been doing this since 2018. We almost have almost 300 employees that we've recognized through the program, which was super, super incredible. And then at the end of the year, we choose the Employee of the Year and get together and have a big celebration, which is why Yolanda is here joining us today.
Yeah, so we've had this. Yolanda's our sixth Employee of the Year. Mm-hmm. And it's always so much fun. Congressman Thompson has been present 4 out of 6 years to actually present the leader Employee of the Year, and 2 times he had to pre-record a message, but he's always announced the Employee of the Year. And as he came and announced, because I was giving him a hard time, but he says it's his favorite event that he goes to, and we have it on camera, we have it on recording, we made him repeat it in front of everyone. But it's a really special day because we invite all the employees that have been recognized, we invite their families and their organizations to be a part to cheer them on. So I think just a celebration and just a recognition of just how important workforce is and how important our employees are in what we do.
Well, and this year, I mean, so every year is an incredible event and very well deserved, but this was the first year ever that a woman won for Employee of the Year.
She's in studio.
Awesome.
I love that. And I think, more and more women are still a very small part of our total workforce in ag in Sonoma County. But I think having more and more leaders and examples like Yolanda and some of the women that have been in our Leadership Academy, I think we'll see more. I mean, I think you don't know what your role is in any industry until you see someone like you doing it.
I think that's very important.
It doesn't matter what it is. So I think Yolanda's been a wonderful role model to the folks that she works with at Redwood Empire Vineyard Management, thus the connection to having Tyler here because he helped nominate her for Employee of the Year. But also just sharing that story, I think it's important to do that.
And so that will have an impact on the Leadership Academy as well, correct? Like you'll start to have more women voices.
Yeah, definitely. We have 2 women in this year's Leadership Academy class. We had 3 last year. So yeah, we're definitely seeing more participation, which is great.
Yeah, because again, to your point, I mean, I think everybody wants to feel like they can do it too. And it helps to see people that, you have a similar background.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, there are, importance of just diversity in general, but to have that in the class and have it recognized on stage is great. So we made a lot of waves this year. I shouldn't say we, Yolanda made a lot of waves this year. So I'm really excited to be able to bring her in and talk to her about all of that after the break. So.
Yeah, and I'd love to know, just from Tyler's perspective in vineyard management, like you must be seeing more women as part of your workforce in general.
Yeah, we do. Like Chris said, historically, there hasn't been high numbers of women in agriculture, and we saw many years ago we had a few women crews, and today we have up to 8 women crews working during the season, and they've played a very important role in our business and what we do in the vineyards for us. So, you know, they've been they're just so meticulous at what they do. They're very good at what they do, and we actually have many clients who specifically request, like Yolanda was one of them. We had a client that specifically requested her crew for most of their handwork tasks.
Wow.
So
that kind of says it all, right? Like, that's, you know, I mean, high demand.
I mean, we knew women rocked. So I mean, this is a full on champion rah rah ring the bell kind of day. So
yeah, if only we had the bubble bell.
I know. Yeah. Well, right. You do have it, so you should be bringing that more often, just for the record.
It might be somewhere nearby.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, when we return, we will get to meet Yolanda and talk a little bit about the Employee of the Year recognition. On the Good Stuff with Vineyard Employee of the Year Yolanda Cruz and Tyler Click from Redwood Empire Vineyard Management Company. Valerie Pierce is here as well from the Foundation and Leadership Academy. So this segment's going to be a little bit interesting, our first bilingual yes. segment. So we're going to be asking questions of Yolanda, and Tyler is going to help us translate both questions and answers. So shall we start?
Well, I was going to say, maybe we start, and Tyler, just talk a little bit about Yolanda's role with Redwood and why you nominated her for Employee of the Year. So we'll get that context from you.
Yeah, so Yolanda is a crew supervisor for Redwood Empire Vineyard Management. And Yolanda has always been very reliable and also very good at commanding her crew. So when we have something very specific a winemaker wants done, I have all the confidence in Yolanda and her team to be able to execute it. She also has the ability to run a very large crew. Sometimes she'll have up to 30 people, and she will have control of the entire crew. So Yolanda, also during harvest, runs a harvest crew, and she's one where if I know we have a challenging situation, her crew will show up and do a phenomenal job. So I just felt Yolanda was very deserving of the Employee of the Year due to her dedication and then reliability and attention to detail.
And she's been with you for 23 years.
That's right, yeah. And Yolanda's been with us for 23 years. And running a crew since 2011.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And I heard a story that day, and I think maybe it might have even been in your nomination, that Yolanda actually came to you historically, working in vineyards has been very male-dominated. And so even the resources, the bins we use, everything are kind of designed for men. And frankly, women have different needs. And so I think I heard a story that she even came to you and with a suggestion of how women could harvest and what they would need to be able to do that part of the work that previously they were not doing for Redwood and probably anywhere.
That's right. Yolanda came to me and said she really wanted to run a harvest crew, be able to harvest. And the concern was with the weight that they have to pick up in the picking lugs.
Yeah.
And Yolanda said, hey, why don't we get the smaller picking lugs and we'll be able to do it. So we did. And then now we have several women in our harvest today. And a lot of that was due to Yolanda's persistence
and initiative
to make that happen. And they do a great job.
So what is the typical weight of the bigger bins, would you say?
So the larger bins are 50 pounds.
Okay.
And the smaller ones are 40.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
So. Seems so obvious, but I'm sure it just hasn't been.
It's
so.
Like I can manage a case, but not a case and a half of wine at one time, right? I mean, that's like right. translated if you think about that a little bit. That's kind of what we're dealing with.
Yeah. And it was great. They went just as fast as the male crews. During harvest.
And I think with more precision. Precision is, I've heard.
Very clean.
Very clean.
Yeah.
Less leaves in the bins picked by and harvested by
Which
women.
Which makes the winemakers very happy.
Yes.
That's why she's in demand.
Yes. Well, let's get into it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to know Yolanda's perspective on winning the award and also just being the first woman to win the award.
So Yolanda, ¿qué piensas? La pregunta es, the award de empleado del año, ¿qué tú piensas sobre esto? And tú eres la primera mujer para este.
No, pues yo pienso pues que, pues no sé, estoy muy sorprendida y pues no tengo palabras como para decir esto, pero pues yo pienso que, pues,
so she says she was extremely surprised. She really doesn't have words to explain, you know, how she's feeling. But she was very, very surprised to be the first woman employee of the year.
Yeah, she was hugging a lot of people in the audience. I think we got some great photos of that. Did it feel real? I mean, did it take a minute to understand, to even know that that was your name called?
Cuando ellos hablar tu nombre en tu pensar es la verdad, ¿o qué piensas?
Ay, no, pues yo me sorprendí mucho porque yo no no pensaba que yo fuera la ganadora.
She didn't think that she was the one who won the Employee of the
Is
Year.
Is there another Yolanda Cruz here? Well, you've got a great last name. My last name is Cruz as well, so...
Dice su piedo es Cruz también.
We'll see.
Yeah, we're good.
Maybe you're related. I mean, in some distant place.
Right.
I would love to know, you know, what Yolanda thinks, what does she think makes her such a great leader?
¿Qué tú piensas, por qué tú eres un bien mayordoma en la compañía?
¿Por qué yo pienso que soy una buena mayordoma? Pues yo pienso pues que pues yo le estoy echando todas las ganas, mucho empeño para yo desempeñar el trabajo y por eso yo pienso que pues yo soy una buena mayordoma porque pues yo hago bien, trato de hacer bien el trabajo.
She really puts a lot of effort into thinking through what the job is and doing it to the best of her ability. And so that's why she thinks that she's been recognized, which she does do a great job there.
Yeah. And I got my translation wrong the day of the event, but her kids also work at Redwood Empire Vineyard Management. So I'd love just to hear how that works, and did she inspire them to do that, what it's like to work with her family as well.
So la pregunta de Chris es, tu hija y yo, trabajar con nosotros en la compañía. ¿Qué tú piensas? ¿Por qué tú haces una recomendación a ellos para trabajar con la compañía?
Porque yo pienso.
Para tu hija y yo
de trabajar en la compañía. Pues yo pienso que pues como desde que yo vine de México, pues yo llegué ahí a esa compañía y pues ellos son unos buenos patrones, Kevin, Linda, Taylor. Y pues yo, desde que yo vine, ahí estoy, y pues ellos son muy buenas personas, patrones conmigo, y pues por eso.
So she says that when she came from Mexico, we were the first employer she had, and that Kevin, Linda, myself treated her well with her employment, and so she felt comfortable with having her children come to work for us as well.
So what do they do at Redwood?
So her daughter's in her crew.
Oh, okay.
And then her son is also in a crew. ¿Tu hijo está trabajando en qué cuadrilla?
¿Yo en qué cuadrilla?
No, tu hijo.
Oh, tú y yo. ¿En la Redwood Empire?
I would love to know what it's like to work with her kids. ¿Cómo está para trabajar con tu hija en tu cuadrilla?
¿Cómo estoy yo para trabajar en mi cuadrilla?
Con tu hija, tu
¿hija?
Niña.
Oh.
So, lo siento, niña y niño. Lo siento, mis palabras.
Pues yo entré primero, yo entré desde el 2001, en enero del 2001. Primero mi esposo llegó y él me trajo aquí a la compañía. Y pues ya de ahí traje yo a mi hija, a mi hijo. Ahorita estoy yo, mi esposo, mi hija y mi hijo en la compañía.
¿En qué hacer tu hija y hijo?
Mi hija. ¿En qué trabaja?
Sí.
Ella trabaja ahí en la misma cuadrilla conmigo. Ahí trabaja mi hija. Y ya mi hijo, pues él trabaja en otra cuadrilla de hombres. Ajá.
So her daughter works with her and her crew, and her son works in an all-male crew.
Okay. Is it fun to work with your kids?
¿Tú le gusta trabajar con ellos?
Sí, mucho.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. She really enjoys working with them.
Yeah, you get to see them. Well, I think we have to take a quick break, but we'll be back with all three of our guests.
We will indeed. Back on The Good Stuff with Yolanda Cruz, Vineyard Employee of the Year, and we were asking her all sorts of questions when we were last on air, and we have more questions. So I think, Chrissy, you had a specific question about sort of what...
I have a lot of questions, as you know. I wanted to know what Yolanda liked best about working in vineyards, or what's her favorite part of work.
So, ¿qué es tu favorito trabajo en las viñedas?
La pizca?
Sí. The harvest is your favorite.
Yeah. Why?
¿Por qué?
Porque se me hace divertido y a la vez pues gano más dinero.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun and you make more money during harvest.
Yeah, absolutely. The most important part of the season, right? Okay, and then we'll let her out of the hot seat, I think, maybe after this question. But what was the favorite or the best part about winning Employee of the Year?
¿Qué es tu favorito parte del primo de la empleado del año?
All the recognition.
So
the fun.
Gente conocen de usted es la primer mujer del empleado del año.
Sí, pues porque fui la primer mujer en ganar el premio del año.
She likes it. She was the first woman to win the Employee of the Year award.
That's the best part. That is the good stuff, Virginie, if I've ever heard of the good stuff.
And first, but won't be the last.
Won't be the last, no. Groundbreaking, paving the way. It's pretty awesome.
So how can people find out more about the foundation, about the Leadership Academy? How can you get more people, more wineries involved, more vineyard management companies?
Yeah, definitely. Always visit our website, scggf.org, but also feel free to reach out directly to anyone on our team can help you. But I'm happy to help and communicate with anyone.
Yeah, and pretty exciting. Valerie mentioned it earlier, but almost 300 employees have been honored since 2018. It's fun. Actually, an employee gets a $500 gift card when they win Employee of the Month. They get some cool swag, jackets, vests, and they get their photo. We just, a few weeks ago, had all their photos. We put in our local paper, and we do the ads in Spanish and English just so everyone can see and be proud of their achievements. And we actually had a whole separate section honoring Yolanda, and we also had a runner-up this year, one of Avila from Emeritus Vineyards. So both of them were recognized in our papers back in February.
And what else would we like to know more about Redwood Empire Vineyard Management Company? You have a website, and do you want to talk a little bit about some of the wineries that you work with?
So we work with gosh, we have around 100 clients and work with over 100 different wineries throughout Sonoma County, both from production to very high-end wineries in Sonoma County. And we offer custom services to anything that they need.
And from at least my research, you've been leaders in sustainability as well. That's been a big component.
Sustainability has been very, very important to us and our company. We became the first certified sustainable vineyard management company in California in 2011.
Yep.
And then now participating in the climate adaptation certification and farming for the future, which they're excited
about. They're one of our John Deere pilot farmers.
Yeah. It's we need to continue to improve what we do, how we do it. We need to be thinking about the community at large. We need to be thinking about carbon sequestration and climate change. And so it's very important for us to be good stewards of the land and the community. And I just want to make a comment about the foundation and the employee recognition. It has been a wonderful situation for us to be able to recognize these employees. They get very excited about it and about the yearly luncheon. And it's just wonderful to see, you know, they love to see themselves in the paper. And we've put a wall of fame up at our office with all their pictures of their awards. So it's a great program to recognize all their hard work.
Well, I don't think you can say it better than that.
I know, I'm speechless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which probably isn't a good thing on radio.
What's that awkward pause? So fun having all three of you in studio today. Congratulations again to Yolanda for, you know, breaking the glass ceiling once again, and really, really excited about that.
Right. Yes. And thank you to Valerie for all the work you do with the Leadership Academy
thank you.
The foundation. Thank you to Tyler for all that you do in the community and sustainability. Great show.
Great show.
Really great show, Carissa. Thank you for everything.
Yeah.
Leadership Academy is so cool. The employee recognition is so cool. What do you have coming up?
Yeah. So super exciting since now we're into March, which means, you know, Super Bowl is now just a distant memory, thankfully, since the 49ers lost, sadly. And it's baseball season. So
my favorite season.
We're back. And we're really excited. Last year, we launched a new partnership with the San Francisco Giants, literally in the backyard in the Bay Area here. And FanFest is next weekend at Oracle. And we will be, that was the very first thing we activated with them last year, first event we did. And we will be back this year and doing even more at FanFest. So we're really excited about that and really love the Giants partnership. Evan Goldstein, who's been on the show, is their master psalm. So it's fun to work with him.
So what's the date for that?
March 9th, next Saturday.
All right. Well, that's a good excuse to go out to Oracle for sure.
Yes.
And a good excuse to drink wine, which we
always
do often. So what's your wine?
What's my Tuesday,
what's
night,
your Tuesday
wine?
Night wine?
Well, I'm inspired by Yolanda and the fact that her favorite part of the job is harvesting. And I know Redwood harvests a lot of very high-end Cabernet vineyards in Sonoma County. So, and it's, you know, kind of still rainy season a little bit. So I am going to drink a Cabernet Sauvignon from Laurel Glen from their estate vineyard.
Lovely.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
A very cool vineyard.
Yes.
And I was sort of inspired by the vineyard side of things as well and picked a McCrosty Nightwing vineyard. And so that's a Pinot.
Okay.
And it's down in Petaluma Gap. So sort of the other side from Laurel Glen, if you will. And I've just been seeing Nightwing Vineyard on a lot of different bottles, so very curious about it.
Yeah, I'd love to hear. Well,
cool climate.
Should I bring my bottle over on Tuesday?
Yeah.
And share?
We'll start with Pinot and move on to Cab.
That sounds great.
Okay, so, well, we covered a lot of ground on this show.
Yeah. Again, if people want to learn more about the foundation, they should go to scggf.org. Our foundation still has the formerly known as Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation. So that is the acronym for that. But yes, scggf.org. Learn more about the foundation. I would love, if you're a vineyard owner, manager, farmer out there, for you to nominate one of your employees.
Sounds great. And I guess we'll wrap things up.
We'll wrap up on that.
All right.
How cool. First female Woman of the Year, Vineyard Employee of the Year. Love it.
All right. Thank you for joining us on The Good Stuff today. And from Carissa and I, wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.